This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's get the bugs out. How do you do? Seven after the hour, another hour of conversation here on the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen. What's in it for you? Listening to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. All the things that are going on today in the world. Jennifer has a trending story that has me on the edge of my seat.
Well, it should have maybe President Trump on the edge of his seat because, of course, a lot of focus has been given to the Mueller investigation and Robert Mueller's desire to interview President Trump. There were some questions that were leaked out a few days ago that apparently came from the Robert Mueller investigative team. A lot of speculation is that the president's attorneys or someone close to this investigation may have leaked these questions out to show that the Mueller team is looking more into Trump as a person rather than actually leading an investigation. If you look at the question, they were kind of in four categories. There were some dealing with Michael Flynn, some dealing with James Comey, some were dealing with the Russia meeting with Donald Trump Jr., and some dealing with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So four different sections of questions, about 50 questions all in all. And the question here, if you look through them, they're very open-ended, and they look, instead of like trying to investigate a crime, they look instead like they're trying to do a fishing expedition a bit with the president. So the thought is that perhaps someone close to the legal team of Donald Trump, because he is saying he'd like to testify and sit down in front of Robert Mueller just to end this investigation, is trying to put this out there so that it appears to the public or public opinion that Mueller is going after the president for a fishing expedition in an attempt to try to dissuade him from actually sitting down and answering those questions. There's also new reports out that leaked, of course, everything leaks in Washington, D.C., that Robert Mueller said he would like to try and subpoena the president if he doesn't voluntarily sit down and have a chat with him and his investigative team.
What a waste of time and effort. What an outrage. For what? Where are we? How does this stuff, any of it, affect how he runs the country? If there was something going on where he was giving away national secrets or he was in some way, shape, or form putting us in a very difficult spot that's illegal, okay. But all this other stuff is so much flour. It was amusing to a point. Now it's annoying. That's the way I look at it. I just think that the whole thing is such a distraction from the real thing.
I don't know if it was ever amusing. This is costing all of us a lot of money.
Well, but there are many people who get a pleasure out of embarrassing Trump or trying to embarrass him. That's an amusement for some. So, it's. Yeah. All right, Victoria, what do you have that's hot?
Well, Hillary Clinton is trending. She, not for a political reason, though. She changed her Twitter bio after a conversation with Nigerian writer Chimamanda Adichie, and they were at a literary event, and Adichie is very pro-women's, basically pro-women's movements, lots of different things, issues revolving around feminism and the definition of feminism, things like that. And so she kind of took Hillary to task when they were talking, and she said to Hillary, in your Twitter account, the first word that describes you is wife, and then I think it's mom, and then it's grandmother. And when I saw that, I have to confess, I felt a little bit upset. Then I went and I looked at your husband's Twitter account, and the first word was not husband. And Hillary replied, well, when you put it like that, it actually makes me want to change it. She did change her Twitter bio, and a lot of people on both sides, mostly women, have been vocal about this on social media. Some say that Hillary should not feel pressured to change her Twitter bio or how she describes herself as a woman in 2018, and other women say that she never should have started with wife to begin with, that essentially a lot of women felt she had that moniker to sort of appeal to more conservatives and to men. And it's kind of brought up a really interesting dialogue with a lot of women online, like how do you describe yourself and what makes you a feminist?
Do you really give it that much thought? Do people really give this sort of thing that much time, attention, and thought? Really?
Of how women are labeled and how we describe ourselves?
No. What's on Twitter?
When you're looking at someone's Twitter bio, yes, it is one of those things where ever since Twitter started and you've been able to write your own mini bio, people have been very clever with it.
What is yours say?
I actually don't know.
Jennifer, what does your Twitter bio say? Kara?
Mine's all professional. It's all like who I am professionally. It doesn't have anything to do with
you.
Whatever. Kara? Right. Anything personal.
What does yours say, Kara?
Mine says that I'm a radio producer first, and then it says I'm continuously trying to live my life on 3 hours of sleep. So,
mine says radio talker on @DJB show, wine enthusiast, lover of rescue dogs, city girl with beach tendencies.
Right. What about your husband? No reference to him?
No. No. Ah. But it's something that, it's funny that, like, I think it is a generational thing, and a lot of millennials don't describe themselves in terms of their relationship status, and I think that Hillary kind of gets a pass on this one. If she wants to, if it makes her feel good to describe herself as wife and grandmother before she lists her professional accomplishments, I agree with the argument that women, part of feminism is being able to describe yourself in any way
that
you
want. We shouldn't take people apart for it. And let's be real. Right. Someone wrote that bio for her. She did not write that bio herself. And it was someone who was writing something that would be most favorable to her campaign. So that's what it was. I can't imagine Hillary Clinton was sitting there one night going, what should my Twitter bio be? It was somebody that created it for her when they created the page.
I can't imagine Hillary Clinton putting herself as wife first, being married to Bill, under any circumstance.
Well, that's part of the criticism that it was done that way to appeal to men and to more conservative, you know, women.
And you know what? I don't even fault her for that. She's a politician. She's supposed to be doing that. Like, of all the things that you could be upset with Hillary for, or the fact that she'd list herself as wife, if that's her most proud accomplishment, good for her. And part two, if she's using it for political reasons, like a lot of people do, I mean, we put Twitter pages up there for professional reasons. We would be doing the same thing in putting together our bio.
I don't even know what mine says. What does mine say? What is my bio?
Wife. His wife and mother.
Yeah.
We just copied and pasted from Hillary.
Has anybody seen a picture of Hillary with Chelsea's child? I've never seen a picture. I think I've seen a picture once of Bill with Chelsea and the grandson, right? Isn't it a son? Does she have a son or a daughter?
I think she has two. Doesn't she have one of each?
Does she have two now?
I think she has two. Yeah, I think she has two.
Yeah, okay. Anybody see a picture of any of them all together? I don't remember seeing it. But anyway,
I haven't seen them all together in a line since Hillary's campaign, and they're doing some big fundraiser that all three of them will be at for the Clinton Foundation. I was like, oh, wow, there they all are, lined up, headshots, lined up in a row.
I think Chelsea will become a politician and will be very good at it. She's had good teachers. I think she's much more likable than either her mother or her father. So it'll be interesting to see where that all plays out. Meanwhile, 15 after the hour, it's time for us to think about our health and well-being in an ideal way. If you had the ideal health, the ideal body, you just had this picture in your mind of yourself, then remember, you got to love yourself first before you love anybody else. You can't love well if you don't other people, you don't love yourself. So that inner feeling of health and well-being, love for yourself, if you will, is created by having, in reality, a really good, healthy lifestyle. And Purity Products helps you a long way with that because their Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 addresses a number of things that go on in your life and in your body. Nutritionists have been debating this for years, the impact of omega-3s, and then now this new krill oil on the market. What's this all about? Well, krill oil is helping you with your joints, comfort, the bursa, the liquid that's around your joints that keeps things from getting stiff and sore and achy. Well, krill just adds to helping that thing all work well, that whole system work well. And then omega-3s, we know about that. Fish oil, powerful, good, great, if you will, for your cardiovascular health. Gets the blood around your system, to your brain, to your muscles, to all of your organs. You want this power, you want this focus, you want to feel this good, and you can. Remember, inflammation causes all of the problems that you have in your body. Health problems all caused by inflammation, and omega-3 and krill, they're about the business of reducing inflammation in your body. So you want to try this stuff out? I've convinced you to try it. Let's try this. So if you want to try it, you don't have to pay anything except shipping of a bottle. You call 800-355-1493, 800-355-1493, and claim your free bottle from Purity Products. Pretty simple, pretty easy, and as I said, a couple of bucks for shipping, and it's yours. Call them now at 800-355-1493. It's a great way for you to feel great. Not good, but great. 800-355-1493. Free bottle is yours. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight, Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the 2018 Tony Award nominations announced this week. Mean Girls, SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, who knew? There are 12 nominations in various categories. Angels in America earned 11 nominations. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child got 10. Andrew Garfield, Denzel Washington, and Tom Hollander up for Best Leading Performance by an Actor in a Play. Let's see here. Travesties and The Iceman Cometh are on that list.
And Angels in America, which
I don't know. I don't pay much attention to this stuff, so you'll have to help me here.
Well, Angels in America, that's up for Best Revival Play against The Iceman Cometh, which when it was on Broadway the last time was Kevin Spacey, and I think he won a Tony for it.
Really?
He was the star, yeah. I don't know what Travesties is. Yeah, I don't know what Travesties is, but Angels in America, that was a hugely successful show and then got made into an HBO movie with Al Pacino and Meryl Streep and had a huge cast, and so now it's back on Broadway. Yeah.
Huh.
That's an amazing show.
Isn't it amazing, using that word again, Victoria, how many people come up with ideas for things like this, and then they come up with the lyrics for songs, and they come up with the kinds of the things that people can imagine, dialogue. It's just really fascinating how talented some people really are. And this is, of course, recognition.
How it comes easy to certain people.
It's
a natural thing. Where
I think
about songwriting or a poem, and I go, oh, gosh.
Song in your head.
Tough.
Yeah. 21 after the hour here.
Okay. Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
And Instagram favorite Busy Phillips going to E. The announcement of this lady from Dawson's Creek in Cougar Town getting her own show described as a, quote, innovative talk show. Okay, so what do people need to know about Busy Phillips? It's called Busy Tonight, hosted by her. What's the story?
I think she's going to be great at this, actually. She's become, like, all three of us follow her on Instagram, and she's become just sort of an Instagram darling for very genuine reasons. People just really like her. And she's been on several different popular shows as an actress. And she's in that new movie with Amy Schumer called I Feel Pretty. Yeah. And her husband co-wrote that and he directed it. So, but I think every time when she used to be a guest on Chelsea Handler's show on E!, she was always great. And she sat in and was a guest co-host sometimes. So I think this is kind of like the next step for her. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, she's personable and smart. I would say she wouldn't be getting this job without her Instagram following,
yeah,
which she's become really good, almost as good as Gwyneth Paltrow, or maybe even better, because she's definitely more accessible feeling,
yes,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But creating sort of a lifestyle brand specific to moms and to women.
Hmm.
Yep.
Well, mommy bloggers, big, big stuff. So, well, good luck to her if that's what she wants to. That's her next career move. Good luck to her. 25 after the hour. Music time now as we focus on the DJV show on Brian Wilson's health. The postponement of his tour this month because of back surgery. His cousin, former Beach Boys bandmate Mike Love, wished him a speedy recovery in a sweet message. As many of you know who are fans of the Beach Boys, there hasn't exactly been a lot of love in the last 40 years exchanged between these two guys.
I was going to say, I didn't even know they were cousins. I thought it was so weird.
Yeah.
So really?
Yeah, no, that's how Mike Love got into it. The Wilsons started it. Dennis and Brian and the father started it. And then Mike had the voice, and so he was brought in. And then they fought. Brian was quirky.
Wasn't Mike also sort of like the handsome one? Wasn't he kind of like the pushed out to the front? He kind of had that quintessential blonde California look.
Very arrogant. And that kind of pulled. Brian was all about the music and never about it. He was always crazy. Brian Wilson has always been a whack job. Even before he got onto the drugs and
the way he just was. And that's, fortunately or unfortunately, one of the signs of genius.
Yeah.
This guy is a literal genius. He can hear this stuff. He's so crazy, he hears these melodies in his head. And that's how he's become so, he's very wealthy, because he's been responsible for creating most of the songs the Beach Boys made hits. And Mike was the singer, and Al Jardine was pretty good as well at trying to keep them together. So now Brian is touring with Al Jardine, and Mike Love is touring with his, I think, his kids and friends and stuff. So there's two Beach Boys that continue every summer to go all over the place. And they're both good at it. So anyway, Mike Love posted a photo on his Facebook page of the two of them shooting hoops back in the day before they messed up their relationship. And he wrote, quote, "Cousin, I know what it's like to have the Wilson back gene. I'm sympathetic and empathetic, as I myself have had back problems as early as junior high school. I hope one day we'll be able to do something like this again. Great memories. Looking forward to perhaps one day throwing some hoops. Feel better soon, Brian Love, your cousin Mike." So,
that's a pretty big olive branch.
Yeah, it is.
But it also, surprised. He made it about himself, which is a
little... Oh, totally.
Well, that's what
that
Mike
was not lost on people either.
Mike Wilson is all about himself. He always has been all about himself. That's what I said. Brian has been all about the music, and Mike's been all about himself. So
I've
anyway.
Had back problems since junior high.
Right, yeah.
I've had back problems since birth.
I've had back problems since I lifted that jug of milk when I was 13. All right. So anyway, let's all hold a good thought for Brian Wilson.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four at the hour now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting you with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I learn a lot from them every day. I hope you do as well. I hope once in a while they learn something from me. We all have things to learn, no matter what our age, our status in life. We all have lessons to learn. That's kind of why we're here. We wonder, why are we here? What's it all about, Alfie? Well, it's about living, learning, loving, all those good things. So hopefully today will be a great step in your learning, living, and loving process. We're here to help you out with that, thinking about things that are of interest and importance. Business news, sad news for those of you who have followed the iconic Gibson Guitar Company. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. It looked like they were in trouble, and now they filed for bankruptcy. They have $100 million in debt, maybe $500 million. I don't know who the bookkeeper is there, but
that's a lot of debt. I know.
Wow. There's a big difference between $100 million. It's like $100 and $500. A lot of difference between one and the other. They filed yesterday in Delaware. I think Gibson wants to get back on its feet. They say they do. They're going to liquidate consumer electronic business, which they have, selling headphones and speakers and et cetera. So that's kind of like...
It's an iconic business.
What is it? The Guitar Store? Is that what that chain is called?
Mm-hmm.
That's another... Yeah, but then that doesn't belong to Gibson, but there, when you go into those guitar stores, you can get microphones and all kinds of things. I buy headphones and speakers and stuff there for the studio. Anyway, this company, Gibson, goes back to 1894. I did not know that. Les Paul. Most of you don't know who Les Paul is. Am I right? Shall I?
Well, I do, because my brother has a Les Paul guitar.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Les Paul, if you find, find something, Carol, will you please? I forgot to ask you to do this. Les Paul and Mary Ford. Just find a bit, the first couple of songs they have, maybe play, and you can hear the effect. The guitar that Les Paul played, that he designed with Gibson, was what he used to teach Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Pete Townsend, all these guys. He played with them, but he was really the first electric guitarist to make it a popular sort of household utility when it came to music. When you listen to him play that guitar and the impact that having it be an electric guitar, it's really, it's kind of an amazing thing. And it's so unique. Listen, there, yeah. How High the Moon. That's Paul and his wife, Mary Ford. Yeah. This is that guitar. Isn't that cool? And just hearing their name together was musical magic. They were married. She had that voice. And he figured out how to use electronic modification to make her voice sound differently than it does in real life. So anyway, that was... Am I the only one who's excited to hear Les Paul's guitar?
No, I love that.
He was good.
I love that sound. Yeah. I mean, if you think about so many people who play Les Paul, that Les Paul model and other Gibson guitars, Chuck Berry, his sound was a Gibson, and Slash from Guns N' Roses famously plays a Gibson. There's so many different types of sounds. And Clapton, too. God, there's so many.
All right, next item of business significance. Research out this week from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I notice I didn't say technology. Shows that when it comes to entrepreneurialism and entrepreneurship, the average successful business founder is 42 years old. So in terms of being an entrepreneur, 40 is the new 20. Researchers use data from a lot of information that the government has, databases, business databases and stuff from the IRS, looking at the ages of founders of successful startups across three verticals, high tech, VC-backed firms, venture capital, and patenting firms. The average age of the successful founder, 43, 42, and 45, respectively. One of the researchers on the study summed up the finding. He said, quote, "If you know nothing else, and you had two identical ideas, one proposed by a young person, one proposed by a middle-aged person, that's the only thing you have to go on. You'd be better off, if you wanted to predict success, betting on the middle-aged person."
Yes.
Researchers say...
Who said 42 is middle-aged? Who's that?
Well, I think of myself as middle-aged. And people laugh when I say that, but I think I am physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I think spiritually I'm just a kid learning a lot about things that have that are important. At least I find them important to me at this age of my life. But to think about when people look at the schedule that I keep, and they think, "What?" First of all, people say, "Why?" And I say, "Because it's what I like." And I have learned in this last, certainly the last relationship I was in, maybe learning the hard way to live for me and not for somebody else. That's one of the biggest and best lessons that one can learn about living your life in a happy, not necessarily peaceful, because peace isn't all it's made up to be. I think you got to not torture yourself. You got to challenge yourself in order to grow. And that happens at any age. And if you think that I'm philosophical a bit today because I spent some time with a fellow that's a very good friend of mine. He's 81 years old, and he's a cattle dealer, cattle broker that I have known as long as I can remember as a teenager. This guy and his father and his brother run a successful farm, and it's tough, so tough now in the business, the dairy business, because the government has screwed up, have made a mess of things. Really, I'm talking, you have no idea what a mess. And we're not going to realize it fully, probably for another 5 or 10 years. And then when everybody's looking around for fresh anything, you're not going to be able to find it because we've driven all the farmers out of business. That's what we're doing. Consistently and in a way that is thought out by the huge agribusinesses, putting the little guys out of business is what these big companies are all about. And it finally registered with me. He said something that made so much sense to me. You've heard me talk a little bit, maybe over the years from time to time, about how we got to the place that we are as far as milk. And people say, why does milk cost $4 a gallon? Are you kidding? Milk should cost twice that. Good quality milk. The processors and the middlemen are the ones making all the money, not the farmers. And so here we are finding ourselves in a situation that directly goes back to George Bush and his administration. And this is what Huey McGovern is his name. He likes Trump. He's a Republican. And yet he and I both, when we thought it through, he said, you know, this goes back to, and we, you know, came up with a year. And I said, yeah, that's when George Bush allowed the Sweezer family, Dean Foods, now known as
H.W. or W.
No, this is the kid. This is George W.
Okay.
His campaign for governor of Texas was greatly influenced by the money that this family raised for him. And so when he got into office, they became the major domos of the fluid milk business in Texas, controlling, took down all the boundaries and barriers, and they became the controllers of fluid milk in Texas. So when George Bush ran for president, they did the same thing. They raised millions of dollars for him. So within 6 to 8 months after he became president, this shows you the influence of money, lobbyists, that sort of thing. USDA changed the whole regulatory boundary for fluid milk where it was regional. This company, or the law, was changed to allow one company to control now 85% of the fluid milk in this country is controlled by one family and one company. And what that has done, the guy who runs DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, just got a $1 million bonus because he has succeeded in screwing farmers and getting cheap milk so they can make more money at Dairy Farmers of America and all of these companies they claim on their trucks, local milk from local farms. That's such hogwash and BS. It's not true at all. They're hauling milk all over the country, coming from all over the world, Canadian milk. That was one of the things that Trump did almost the first day he was there. He took a shot at the Canadians because of the price they're selling their milk for crossing the border into America. And he's trying to put a tariff on that, and the Canadians are ticked off. But why should we be screwing our farmers to the benefit of the Canadian farmer? Same thing with New Zealand. You know, the Chinese used to send tanker loads
about middle-aged people.
Yeah, how do we know? All right, anyway, thank you. Jennifer's just got the hook. It bugs the hell out of
me. I was just wondering how we got here, that's all.
I think we got here. Well, I was talking about what I learned.
I was just trying to. No. We were talking about bipolar, and I felt like I was having an episode.
But it really is, you know, you're right. I went from one to the next to the next to the next.
We were talking about how 42 is the average age of entrepreneurs.
And then I was talking about myself and what I'm learning is I feel that I'm a middle-aged guy, and a lot of things I'm learning I might have been better served learning when I was 20 or 30, and one of them was to live life to the fullest and live life for yourself, not for somebody else. And I made reference to the last.
And Canada.
Yeah. Okay.
This should be a board game, just trying to, follow Doug's trail.
But you appropriately got the hook out, Jennifer. Thank you. I do every once in a while I get off on
Kara, aren't we supposed to start playing Ramblin' Man when he does that?
Yeah, where's Randall?
I figured I would just let you sing it or something. Yeah. You know, Doug all wants right. to hear more of that on the air.
46 after the hour. What I want to hear are mothers saying to their children, to their spouses, to the people they love, thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's what's going to happen when you present your mom with the fabulous, fabulous flowers that are going to come from the Bouqs, B-O-U-Q-S, the Bouqs, short for bouquet. They are, as has been described by the ladies here, booking awesome.
They're
Bouqs.
Gorgeous.
They are. Fabby, you're all getting yours, I think, today. I was told I was getting mine today. Bouqs flowers. I don't have anybody to send them to. I sent them to myself. See?
I sent them to myself.
That's an example of me putting to myself. I'm putting myself first.
I put Bouqs. Myself first, too. It's fine.
You can always send them to me, Doug. I'm fine with that.
You know, I'm going to distract myself for a minute again. I was downstairs getting out my fruit, and I laughed out loud to myself, thinking of your father with his squinty eyes. I can see
that
him.
That is just mean. Am I
no,
beautiful
it's not.
Eyes.
Sitting across the table. No, when he gets serious, his eyes get all... this is Jennifer's dad. He and I are great friends. And I can see him sitting across the table from me. And he's talking about... I can hear him saying, What's the story with Bull? Is that all you're watching on TV is Bull? And his eyes get all... I just laughed out loud to myself. You know what? You should never mind sending your mother Bouqs. Send your father some Bouqs flowers as well.
I've sent him some stuff. For Father's Day, he'll get some Bouqs for sure.
All right. Yep. Okay. So let's get to the story here. Bouqs Farms, we're talking about farms. They have farms that are growing their flowers that have produced flowers that are so gorgeous you will not believe them. And this is not just me saying that because I'm getting paid to say it. I'm telling you what Victoria is saying. She's looked at these arrangements. She's pretty much on it. I'm not an expert when it comes to this at all. I just know I love the smell of fresh flowers. And when I get flowers at the, when I used to get flowers at the store, they smell like onions because they're next to the veggie counter. So, you know, get those for your mom. Artisan design flowers from the Bouqs. Order them now at Bouqs, BOUQS.com. BOU. Come on, right now. Do it while you're thinking about it. Use the code Doug. You get 15% off. Bouqs.com. Remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Bouqs, BOUQS.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
After the hour now on the DJV show with our pal Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on great radio stations from stem to stern, from east to west, north to south. Warren is your man. If he can't do it, nobody can when it comes to pets and advice. Actually, it's not a show for pets. It ought to be. If Warren were really, if you didn't see a picture of Warren, but you wanted a description of what Warren was talking about. He's kind of like a four-legged human being. He thinks like a dog, acts like a cat, and the lessons that we learn from him are lessons our dogs, our cats want to teach us. Because we're the ones that have to learn, not them. And he's the only person that I've ever heard that explained it that way. Right?
Listen, if you can't learn from the animals, how can you train them? How can you help them? You have to look at life from their perspective, not from our perspective.
Right. Okay. So there are problems developing because of the toys, what's being made, how it's being made, what's in the toys. And somebody finally has woken up to the fact that there's a lot of really horrible chemicals in some of these pets that these dogs tear apart.
Yeah, absolutely true, Doug. A lot of the toys coming in from foreign countries, China, Thailand, whatever, we don't know what type of dyes they use on the toys, what type of chemicals they use on the toys, and very often our dogs can get sick. That's why any toy I ever give my dog is made right here in the United States. It may sound patriotic, maybe it is, but the bottom line is I have trust in American-made products. So any product I give, including rawhide, because a lot of the rawhide, for example, that comes from other parts of the world, it's not really cow rawhide, it's water buffalo. And water buffalo is very
high in fat, and God knows what they're treated with. So I say stick to American-made products. Now, that being said, it's not just the product itself that the problem occurs with. It's the dirty toys that really create the biggest problem for our pets. If you think about it, veterinarians are now saying that owners should wash their dog's toys at least once a month, and will help prevent. Yeah, it'll help prevent respiratory viruses, microplasma bacteria, and other things such as E. coli or Giardia, which we can actually get from our pets. If you think about the dog chasing a tennis ball in the backyard, or you take your dog's favorite toy to the doggy park and other dogs are playing with it, veterinarians are seeing a lot of these problems occurring based on the fact that these toys are dirty and the dogs are picking up all types of diseases and viruses from playing with dirty toys. So common sense, you would wash the toys. You should wash the dog's more. I didn't even think about that myself, but honestly, you should wash your pet's toys at least once a month, according to veterinarians. They're seeing a lot of problems.
You heard it from the horses or the dogs or the cat's mouth. More next time. I got a beef. You know, you've been giving me advice on how to go about finding a new dog. I haven't had a dog for 3 years, and I have thought that it makes sense now for me, for all kinds of reasons, to have a new pal. So I'm looking around at all these sites. I'm filling out applications. I'm calling people on the phone. Come to find out, when I found a dog last week in Connecticut that looked like it would be perfect. So I call and call and call and call, and come to find out, they aren't really responding to me because I live in Massachusetts, and you can't, the law in Connecticut or Massachusetts, I'm not sure which, doesn't allow you to get a dog from Connecticut. I never heard of anything so crazy.
I have never heard of a law like that in my life. And if they tell you that's a law, I cannot. Listen, I adopt dogs all the time. Dogs that don't have homes in California, they're sent to New York. Dogs in New York sent here. Dogs from Puerto Rico coming to the United States. So it's crazy.
But see, the dogs from Puerto Rico, though, we have limitations. We can only do New Jersey up to Massachusetts for our rescue. So there's a licensing thing somewhere in there I don't know why. I just know that is our restriction, is we can only adopt dogs out between New Jersey up to Massachusetts.
I can understand that coming in from a foreign country. There are certain, especially islands, there are certain diseases we may not want to bring. So checking that out, I can understand a little bit. But the bottom line is, why a dog from Massachusetts can't go to Connecticut, or a dog from Connecticut to Massachusetts, makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if you're driving cross-country, do you have to let someone in Connecticut or Massachusetts know that you have your dog with you?
Yeah, that's crazy. This is nuts. The woman explained it to me. She said, "I'm sorry, but I can't. You can't have a dog from Connecticut."
That's so insane. I would love to research that.
I'm driving to, as soon as I get off the air, I'm driving down to Rhode Island to look at a dog down there. I'm not even going to fill out the paperwork. I'm not even going to tell them where I'm from. I'm just going to show up and see what happens down there.
Millions of dogs and cats being killed every year because there are not enough homes, and they can't go from Connecticut to Massachusetts or Massachusetts to Connecticut. Crazy, insane.
When we adopted Millie came from New York.
There you go.
And there was no restriction. Nobody filled out all the applications and yada, yada, yada.
The dog may have a southern accent if you get him from down south. May bark with y'all or something. But you know what? Dogs should be able to be adopted from any place.
Well, next time, check out his hugs and kisses, too, at hugsandkisses.com. 59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.